Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushwood, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. It is indeed hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the Bible, the Constitution, and all things that refer to God's law and appropriate man's law, inspired by the Almighty. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, to say the least, and the solution. We need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, and the only question left is, are you going to help? Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You're very welcome, sir. All right, we've been in a big old discussion last hour, and it's going to spill over to this hour, and I know we're not getting to the news of the day, but this is important stuff. And we're talking about, you know, prayer and talking about keeping the Sabbath day holy, and that has really brought in a plethora of calls and viewpoints and to some degree controversy. And I'm not interested in the divide and conquer plan. I'm not interested in the contention is of the devil plan. And I do respect other people and their beliefs, and I'm trying to be very kind in the love thy neighbor admonition of the Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm not here to debate, you know, how Yahshua is translated to Jesus, or if Jehovah, the Old Testament, is Jesus of the New Testament. I'm not here to debate theology, but I am here to bring people together. And because I'm willing to be kind to one another and try to put forth the olive branch and to bring people together on what they agree on, which is significant compared to what they disagree on, believe it or not. Satan would like you to believe we disagree on almost everything. But we agree on most things. And when we talk about one of the names of the Savior Jesus Christ, speaking of names, the Prince of Peace, and love thy neighbor as thyself, and turn the other cheek, and forgive those, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, was one of his last phrases, immortality. That's a critical component to kind of understand. So I'm not here to debate the Bible. I know the Bible quite well. I've studied it for almost 50 years. I even had a couple of years where basically I studied it virtually 24/7. And I'm not telling you that I'm a theologian. I'm not telling you that I know more than the next guy. I'm just saying I do understand quite well. But I'm not here to argue or to divide. I'm here to invite people to do better, to turn towards the Creator more, to work a little harder to keep the commandments and thus bring blessings. I'm encouraging people to pray, to keep the Sabbath day holy, to be kind to their neighbors, to find ways to serve and love. And it's amazing that people want to attack me on that and suggest that I'm kind of soft in my beliefs and not willing to stand up. Trust you, me, I'm probably one of the most articulate people that are willing to stand up for my beliefs that you can find. Now, I'm not, again, saying that I'm more important than anybody else, but I have been blessed with the God-given gift of gab, and I do have a quite deep understanding of religious reality. But I set that aside, though, and we told Mark last hour, he genuinely was interested in this idea, and I believe that Mark's question is genuine. Now, Mike Huckabee brought up this issue in an effort to kind of abuse Mitt Romney, and I think that was wrong of Mike Huckabee. At the same time, I do think Mark brings up the same question, and I do believe he's genuine in his willingness to learn and to try to understand. And so the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints created a document entitled Answering Media Questions About Jesus and Satan. And I just emailed that to you, Kurt, if you want to pull it up. And, you know, Mark asked, what do you say about that, Sam? You know, Mike Huckabee said that Jesus Christ and Satan are brothers. And, that, you know, what do you say? But, and I said, well, you know what? I can give you my own opinions on that, Mark. But what I'd really rather do is read the official statement from the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. Not because I'm afraid to answer your question in my own way, but because I don't speak for the church. And I think what he's really asking for is an official church doctrinal stance regarding that issue. And again, I'm not backing away from it. I'm not afraid to tell you what I think. I just don't think it's appropriate for me to be so presumptuous as to speak for the Mormon church, especially when they have their own statement released officially on the matter. If you want to get the statement yourself, you can go to LDS.org and click on Newsroom. And if you search for that title I just gave you, you can find it. Okay? Answering Media Questions About Jesus and Satan is the title. Do you have that, Kurt?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Let's read that. Get on your mic and let's get after it.
All right, it says, this statement has been expanded since it was originally released on 12 December 2007. It says, like other Christians, we worship Jesus Christ as the divine Son of God. Satan is a fallen angel, diametrically opposite from Christ in every attribute. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? The apostle Paul wrote that God is the father of all. This means that all intelligent beings were created by God and are his spirit children. Christ alone, however, is the only begotten Son of God, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. Jesus Christ represents all that is good, true, virtuous, merciful, just, and godly. Lucifer is the adversary of everything that Christ stands for. He embodies all that is evil, false, immoral, and devoid of any trace of goodness or divine light. He is the enemy of God and every human being who seeks to follow Christ.
So there you have it. It's a very clear statement, a very bold statement. And so I think that, you know, again, part of it is the milk versus meat discussion. In terms of, you got to have some biblical understanding to know what the Mormons really believe. If you want to bring it down to a, you know, literal statement, hey, it does say that all are sons and daughters of God. And that would mean Satan is a son of God. However, the son of the morning, if you will, failed, turned against God, rebelled, used his agency, and now opposes all things righteous. In a literal sense, that might make Satan and Jesus brothers. However, the assertion that we somehow believe that Satan and Jesus Christ are on the same page is a preposterous idea. And that's the point that Huckabee was trying to manipulate to make Romney look bad. Okay, now, if you don't believe me, you know, the sons and daughters of God, if you talk about the Bible, you go back and there's many phrases talking about the literal offspring of God are his children. That's us. Okay? And so, you know, you get into some very deep doctrine in a hurry, but it's biblically sound. And Kurt, what point do you think is important there to understand? I think 2 points. We're all children of God. And Satan has rejected God as now the enemy of all righteousness in every way. I don't know that you could really just run around and talk about the Mormons believe they're brothers exactly, right?
Well,
it's a manipulation of the truth, though. Although maybe factually point incorrect, right?
It's not a long statement, and it does point to, for example, the Apostle Paul and his teachings. It certainly doesn't just come up with things. It points to Isaiah. You know, as far as I know, Isaiah and the Apostle Paul, those writings are in the Bible. And so you've got some basic understanding there. And, you know, I mean, imagine if today somebody said, hey, Mike Huckabee and Hillary Clinton are brother and sister. Well, you know, he wouldn't want to be said that about him. And yet, based on what we know from, you know, God's word, we are all sons and daughters of him, you know. And, you know, so, I mean, we basically were there before we came to earth, even, as Jeremiah says, you know.
Yes. And I think one of the most important pieces to kind of understand about this is we need to be very careful when we take something out of context. And I would submit to you that the Bible suggests that God and Satan, or that Jesus Christ and Satan are brothers because they're both children of their father. So the real answer should be to go back to Mike Huckabee and say, are you suggesting the Bible doesn't say that? My friend, why don't we look it up? But see, now you get into this Bible battle. And pretty soon, contentions of the devil and divide you, and I don't think that's helpful either. Sheriff Richard Mack happens to be a Mormon. He's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What say ye, sir? Welcome.
Well, that's kind of an unusual topic, but probably one worthy of some discussion. And I heard Huckabee's, I don't know what you would call it, slant.
Yeah, it was intentionally inserted to create a media fury against Mitt Romney and against the Mormon belief is what it was. It wasn't very Christian, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, probably. You know, I believe that the Ten Commandments are very easy for all of us to understand, especially your beginning assertion about keeping the Sabbath day holy. I mean, it's one of the Ten Commandments. So all churches, Catholic, Methodist, Protestant, Evangelical, Mormon, they all pretty much agree on the Ten Commandments and that is. Now, how do we do it? How do we keep the Sabbath day holy can be debated.
All right, hang tight. Stay right there. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt with news the networks refuse to use. Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun at CSPOA.org.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, enough of the religious discussions for now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying I'm afraid to talk about them, but I'm just saying they've already taken an hour plus and we haven't even gotten to the news. Of the day, Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, McDonald's is closing in on all-day breakfast. Are you good with that, Sheriff?
Oh, heaven, yes.
The good sheriff wants to go to McDonald's and he wants to have one of them griddles, doesn't he?
Well, I'm sitting right next to a Denny's where I'm at in Stafford, Arizona. I'm here for my brother-in-law's wedding. But anyway, I've been just stewing over and hoping that McDonald's would do breakfast all day. Man, oh man, that's a really a relief off my mind there.
I'm talking about Fixing America, buddy. You know. What do you think, Kurt? You ready for Mickey D's breakfast, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking maybe the president could do a, you know, presidential decision directive or some kind of executive order.
Darn right.
You know, I mean, just to, well, really put the country on its, well, on the right path.
Yeah, and they ought to give 10% all 10% off to all Jesus believers. What do you think, man?
Of course.
I will say, in all seriousness, I do like the McDonald's apple pie turnover, whatever it is, the apple.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it?
What you've got to
I thought
hope
your favorite
for,
would be the Big Mac. That's what I was
you
thinking.
You know, I haven't had a Big Mac in decades.
I was thinking you'd probably be hoping for Restaurant M. It's, I don't know if you heard about it, Mac, but the there was a story, what is it, Sam Japan or somewhere like that, where they're going to have basically McDonald's is having just one day where they're going to feed people kind of with like glass goblets and fancy plates and real silverware and, you know, and they call it Restaurant M, so it's got that M, you know, like the McDonald's M, you know. I don't know if you saw that, but anyway, it's interesting.
Well, that's just making me want to remind all of you to call me Big Mac.
There you go.
All right, there you go. I like the fish filet, personally. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that's
there you have it.
Fishy, but I do like fish.
All right. Anyway, that quarter pounder with cheese is all right, too. Them little onions on there, you can't beat those. I'm just saying. Is McDonald's relevant? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball for you, but they're going to have a lot of people are going to McDonald's for Valentine's Day, too, and having them candlelight dinners at the Mickey D's, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah, so, I'm thinking about that.
Yep, I knew you were thinking about taking the little blonde girl over there and, you know, nothing like
she
romance.
She probably changed my mind real quick.
Yes,
all right, sir. By the way, oil's below $50 a barrel, ladies and gentlemen. How come you're not seeing it at the tank, Sheriff?
Well, I actually have been wondering about that, and also the price of gold has been going down just every day and exponentially. Every day, gold and silver are going down, mostly gold more than silver. And so you really have to wonder what's going on because all the indicators show that gold should be going up and oil should be going up, and both are going down and drastically. So the good news is it's going to be a little bit less at the pump, but during all this time that oil has been going down, the prices of gas in Arizona have been going up. So figure that one out.
Kurt, you want to figure it out for us?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe there's this part to the factor, and that is that maybe some of these guys selling gas just keep the price where they want it, and the other guys kind of go along with it. I don't hear too much of any price wars lately. I mean, it seemed like it was going on a while back, but now I mean most of them I think they want to have a profit or two, you know.
Amen to that. All right, well, there you have it. Bloated U.S. inventory and expectations of oil inventories are the issue. So, Kurt, remember how I said that the oil markets are so manipulated? The biggest reason that the oil is tanking or dropping is because we have so much reserve right now. It's at an all-time high. Bloated U.S. inventories is what they're talking about. I find that interesting. All right, meet the 39 companies that donated directly to Planned Parenthood, Kurt.
Well, you know, Planned Parenthood's been in the news lately, Sam. And, you know, they had a little faux pas, if you will, with their, you know, big shot saying, hey, man, if you want to buy some of these body parts, you know, you've got to do it a certain way and you've got to say certain deals. And when you're, you know, suggesting a certain thing, I'll make a certain sign to let you know that's the lowest price we'll take, you know, something like that. But anyway, they are, there may be a chance for, you know, us to quit paying taxes to support Planned Parenthood. But it was interesting to know that there's even some pretty big size companies that really put their money into Planned Parenthood. Number one is Adobe. You got American Cancer Society, American Express, AT&T, Avon, Bank of America, Bath and Body Works, Ben and Jerry's, Clorox, Coca-Cola, Converse, Deutsche Bank, Dockers, Energizer, Expedia, ExxonMobil, Fannie Mae, Groupon, Intuit, Johnson & Johnson, La Senza, I don't know what that is, Levi Strauss, Liberty Mutual, Macy's, March of Dimes, Microsoft, Morgan Stanley, Nike, Oracle, PepsiCo, Pfizer, Progressive, Starbucks, Susan G. Komen, I don't know what that one is either, Tostitos, Unilever, United Way, Verizon, and Wells Fargo. Now, there you go, Sam. I mean, that's the big 39.
The real question is how many of these companies really realize that's what's being done, meaning that, you know, you might have a marketing manager that just does this because that's their personal belief, and once it gets known, they'll jettison this agenda. I don't know. But it's very telling about the, in my opinion, what would you call it, Kurt? The idea that murder's okay in America. The idea, this kind of march toward death agenda that seems to permeate our culture. Sheriff, what do you think?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. If you're going to have legalized murder, you might as well make a side bet on it at the same time, which is selling the body parts and organs. So, yeah, I think we're seeing something that has been happening at Planned Parenthood for a long time. These two just got caught kind of talking about it in public. They've been selling body parts and tissue and organs from the murdered children for a long time. And I've said this on your show before, and I'll say it again. I think as far as talking about religion, why is it that most of the Christians in this country continue to pay taxes that go to Planned Parenthood also? I mean, our federal government helps fund Planned Parenthood. Our Supreme Court says that abortion is lawful and constitutional, and yet we still pay into this and help subsidize all of this with our taxation. And I admit that I am a coward when it comes to that. I don't believe any of us should be paying to have this happen and to perpetuate this horrible, awful evil. And I believe that we're going to be held accountable for that.
I agree with that. Now, one good news piece in this article that I want to point to, Kurt, and let you run with it, is they say this. Several companies like Xerox and others were removed, and they claim that they were erroneously listed. So you almost wonder if Planned Parenthood just wrote a bunch of people to get this credibility, and they put it up on their website, and a lot of these companies didn't even know that it was happening, and now they got caught out, and they're like, oh my goodness, we're sorry for the mistake, and they took it off. But they certainly got the marketing bang from including them at the point until they got caught, so to speak, and no harm, no foul is what Planned Parenthood is trying to say. I think these companies need to sue the socks off Planned Parenthood. And anyway, when we get back, Kurt can respond to that. But I find that at least somewhat of good news. And I do believe Sheriff Mack is absolutely correct that we need to stand on the protection of life, liberty, which means conscience, by the way, the right to believe as you will, and property. We got to quadruple down on that sucker, I'm telling you right now. A caller last hour said Sam was too timid. I want to get Richard Mack's take on that, too. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, we had a listener that was thinking Sam Bushman was a little too timid there. Sheriff, what do you say, my friend?
I've never known you to be such.
Yeah, what do you think, Kurt? Am I just a little too timid and everything? I was trying to keep the peace on this religious theology discussion and not just melting in into a big old contention argue fest. So I was being polite to people because of their beliefs and saying it's okay that we differ in our understanding and our beliefs. And he mistook that mistake. He, I guess, somehow was mistaken to believe that meant that I wasn't willing to stand on my beliefs. And I would submit that's absolutely incorrect. I testify that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. So there you go. And I'm not willing to back away from that. Put me to the death as you will. I'm going to follow Christ to the best of my ability. What do you think, Kurt, on this abortion thing? And I'm on Sam being a little too wimpy, a little too timid there now, sir.
Well, you know, it's interesting, at least when, by the way, we appreciate the callers. And, you know, even when they may take your decision to maybe not stir up as much controversy as could be stirred up as being a kind of wimpy, you know, you could look at the Savior Jesus Christ, and some would literally call him wimpy, but I think he's a pretty good example of how we should.
Well, oh, come on, Kurt, he came to kill everybody. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I mean, I missed that part. But anyway,
he came with a sword to divide and conquered it. You know, see, we can get off.
Well,
on that.
It's true that it's true that the people, the same ones, for example, the homosexuals who want to have everyone tolerate their views, which means accept and, agree with for them, then they don't really want to tolerate, the opposite views, do they? But back to this story on the Planned Parenthood thing where you mentioned, I'm glad you brought it up because I've had it on the screen right below there, because it is at the bottom of the story, and the main thing you see is the top part that we already covered, but the bottom is where many times the real story is. And like you say, this, it said this story has been updated. Xerox was erroneously listed on Planned Parenthood's website as having been a donor. Quote, we have communicated with Planned Parenthood. They have removed Xerox from this list of companies that match gifts to the organization. It was not correct. That was a representative from Xerox told the Daily Signal where the story came from. Also, it says a Ford Motor Company representative contacted the Daily Signal claiming that he had been erroneously listed on Planned Parenthood's website and have contacted Planned Parenthood to be removed. So, you know, at least some companies are...
Well, and there may be many others that don't want to be listed there either that haven't got that far, or maybe they haven't made that public. You know, the media is going to help Planned Parenthood defend against that and act like it's no big deal. But the truth is people should be jumping off like it was the Titanic, Kurt.
Amen to that.
That's what I'm saying. All right, Sheriff, so there you have it. I agree with you that we need to work together on obeying the Ten Commandments. We need to work together on fighting things, as Mark last hour wisely said. We need to find things we agree on. We agree on way more than we disagree on, even the believers and the non-believers alike, and even the people of different Christian theologies, Baptists, Methodists, Mormons, whatever. You know, Americans, for the most part, agree on a lot of principles, way more than they disagree on, Sheriff.
Well, I think so, and that's what I was trying to point out with the Ten Commandments. But again, I mean, the explanation of keeping the Sabbath day holy within the structure of the Ten Commandments, it does explain that. You know, you're not supposed to have your animals working, you're not supposed to have your servants working, and so you know, if you're traveling like I do a lot on Sundays, it's pretty hard not to have some people working, maybe I should try to find a way to stop traveling on Sundays, but if I go to an event on Saturday, I try to get home as soon as I can, which is on Sunday. If I get home in time for church, I try to go to church, but I definitely try to keep things simple and try to read some good books or out of the scriptures some, but regardless of that, I think there's a lot we can agree on, and I think there's some churches who don't pay much attention to keeping the Sabbath day holy. And so, you know, I'm willing to sit down and talk with anybody about theology, but right now when people ask me about being Mormon sometimes, or they'll even ask me a question about it publicly, and I'll say, you know what, I'd be more than happy to discuss any of our LDS theology with you, and I'd be more than interested in doing that someday, but let's save our country. And then after we restore the Constitution and we restore religious freedom, which we don't have in this country anymore, after we restore religious freedom, let's sit down and talk about some of our religious and maybe doctrinal differences. But until then, let's join hand in hand as fellow Americans, as fellow Christians, and even people, I invite people to be part of this movement if you're atheist. I don't understand it. And I don't really agree with it, but you're still my brother. You're still my brother or sister.
Well, it's like what Ron Paul said, too. Hey, even the prostitutes backed Ron Paul's campaign, and he started to try to criticize him for it. And he's like, hey, man, even if I don't agree with prostitutes, but even if the prostitutes want to support liberty, let them.
Yeah.
It's that idea, right?
And I'm willing to sit down with anybody and discuss that, but until people are not being subject to this out-of-control government and people put in prison erroneously and unjustly, then it really doesn't do me any good to talk about our religious differences and doctrinal differences, because some of our brothers and sisters are going to prison unjustly.
You're right about that fact.
Innocent. And I can't see spending time and money on that situation when our tyrants of Washington are continuously doing this to people and our neighbors.
And to me, the point is this. A lot of times we need to kind of think about this, too. If somebody's questions are genuine, then I want to answer them. And if they're not genuine, I simply want to say, you know what, you go your way, I'll go mine, and we'll just beg to differ here. I believe Huckabee inserted that whole point that we discussed at the start of the hour, not to really try to bring people together and ask a genuine question. It was inserted as a political bombshell to try to derail Romney and put himself as the, quote, premier Christian. And I think it was evil and it was ill-intended. However, Mark last hour, I think, genuinely asked a question. And so I think there's a big difference in the intent, and I'm not here to judge people's hearts, but I am here to say, you know, I'm willing to work with anybody and talk with anybody about anything as long as we're on the same page with genuine interest, genuine kindness, and mutual respect and appreciation for one another's good points, et cetera. But I think we ought to move the dope in the vote, Kurt. That's a problem. Speaking of problems.
Well, you know, you've got voting is a big time. Well, it's happening right now, at least where we live and many other places. And you've got this... down in South Texas, I guess the FBI is on the case. Well, there's something down there they call politiqueras. This is a Spanish word, and I don't exactly understand it, but they say it traffics in petty cash and dime bags. I guess dime bags is some kind of a drug thing, right, Mac? But anyway, it says they round up voters for South Texas candidates, nearly all Democrats. The pay-for-ballot activity has resulted in 11 federal indictments so far. Republicans are turning up the heat on state Democratic Party Chairman Gilberto Hinojosa. He's a Brownsville resident and longtime political kingmaker in the Rio Grande Valley. He needs to come clean. This is according to state GOP chairman Tom Meckler. He says he needs to come clean with the people of Texas about whether he personally participated in the corrupt practice of using politiqueras to commit voter fraud.
But, Kurt, this is nothing new. The Republicans did this stuff to Ron Paul. They broke people's fingers. They abused people. They kicked them out. They turned off the lights. They committed vote fraud everywhere. Now they act like it's a big deal and the Democrats are doing it. Hey, back 20 years ago when we started in radio, we did a story about they'd basically, you know what, go up to the homeless and say, I'll buy you a six-pack of beer and I'll take you on a bus to go vote. Is that cool? And the homeless guy's like, sure. You give me some paps, I'll go ahead and vote. You know, and look, this stuff's been going on forever. We know it's all corrupt, it's all get out. Now they say this triggers federal indictments, as if it's like something new, Sheriff.
Yeah, but Sam, the whole thing between the Democrats and Republicans is this. Yes, we're all crooks, but you're worse crooks than we are.
And when you do it, it's really bad.
And I don't know if you've seen this, Sheriff Mac, but you know, in our town this year is the first year we're doing what they call mail-in ballots, you know, and so you basically got about a month, and all these ballots are mailed out, you know, like, for example, one of them we received at our house is for a daughter that hasn't lived here for, I don't know how many years, but, you know, they say in here that mail-in ballots are especially vulnerable to vote rigging. Well, hey.
Well, yeah.
They love it.
You could take your daughter's ballot and vote and mail it right back in, couldn't you?
Really? I mean, I wouldn't even consider that.
It'd only be okay if you voted for Hillary. A quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I just got an update from our buddy Adam Kokesh. And Adam says, hey, you know what? We've been living in a travel trailer. We've been traveling around promoting freedom, and we went to New York. And hey, man, it's bad news. New York police stole our home, and they're holding it ransom. So there's the update from Adam Kokesh, Sheriff.
Why did they claim to do that?
Oh, it's a complicated deal.
I'll call Adam and ask him.
Here's what it basically talks about. It talks about that, you know, you got these guidelines of where you can park and what you can do. And the tour had been going so smoothly until yesterday, almost too smooth. Now the state of New York is holding our home, says Adam. We drive where Google tells us, and it sent us to a parkway that didn't allow trailers. So, of course, if you get a cop that's having a bad day, they'll pull you over. Yeah, it was the Freedom Mobile trailer, and anyway, the cop pulled him over. Any technical violation can become a towable offense. So I guess they had a technical violation that turned into a towable offense, sir. That's what's going on.
Well, tell him whatever he does not to dance in Washington, D.C. at any of the monuments, he'll be arrested again.
Yeah, especially while you're smoking a joint. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd really recommend against that. Anyway, I thought I'd tell you about it, though. You know, the bottom line is what you've got is you got cops on a political bent that just have this agenda that, man, we're going to get you. And I don't know if they have a database that tells them who to get. Seems like patriots are no doubt singled out. But it also seems to me that the second a cop interacts with an American, if the American doesn't absolutely roll over, play dead, stand up, sit down perfectly, then it's like you're violating a lawful order. And, buddy, we're going to light you up with a taser or worse, death kind of thing, Sheriff.
Well, I wanted to talk about this incident in Texas where the trooper pulled the lady over and then screamed, I mean literally screamed and yelled at her to get out of her vehicle. And then later she was found dead inside her cell. The whole thing was handled improperly, and some supervisor should have recognized this. Look, she doesn't need to be here in jail because she refused to sign the ticket, or she refused to get out of the car. She didn't even refuse to sign the ticket. She just refused to get out of the car. And the pride arrest that was, and I've assailed those numerous times, and I assail such in my book. that the officer should have been smart enough to realize that the situation was not going to change whether he took her out of the vehicle or not. There was not a safety issue involved for him to take her out of the vehicle. And he should have said, fine, sit there, but I would appreciate you stop smoking. She could refuse that also, and there's nothing really he could do about it. That's her property inside there. And anyway, there's no law saying she has to stop smoking while she signs the ticket. He should have simply given her a ticket and left the scene. Now, if she refused to produce an identification, then he perhaps could have taken some other action pursuant to that. But I know even cops then who don't. And he should have probably asked for backup or asked for a supervisor at the scene. Be that as it may, yes, he blew it. However, any accusation from the family that they murdered her while she sat in there over what? Why would they do that? There was absolutely no motive. There's no sign that anyone had access to do such a thing. It would have taken at least two or three jailers to go in there and put her in a hanging situation, which is what she was found hung by some plastic bags. That would be impossible. And for people to start making such an accusation, unprofessional police conduct is what this was. It did not have anything to do with murder or murdering her. And for people in this country to jump to such conclusions, I believe is just absolutely atrocious. And yes, the cop was totally out of line. And he,
in fact, the cop lied too, right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he said that he tried to de-escalate the situation, and he did just the opposite. And
here's the point. So the Patriots are right when they say the cop was out of control. They're right when they say the cop was lied. They're right when they say there was no justification for this. However, going forward then to jump to, hey, they murdered her without evidence of any kind is just off the charts.
It is. It is. And it's kind of like, I just absolutely detest people making accusations to me of things that I really can't prove. You know, when somebody says, oh, well, you're a racist. So, well, what do I have to do to prove that I'm not? You know, go back through my life.
It's not possible, sir. You're white.
Yeah, but what do I do? Give you references from people I know who are black or
Asian? That won't work. That's just a facade for your public image, sir.
Literally, how would you prove that? I know, you know.
Well, it's like, when did you quit beating your wife, Sheriff? I mean, yeah, it's an intentional trap, right?
Yeah, well, we could ask her, you know, but, ask her. But, Southern Poverty Law Center has made ridiculous accusations like that about great people in America, and they know how to tap dance around that line.
Yes.
And it's, anytime somebody makes that accusation about cops that, oh, yes, they're trying to murder all the black people, anytime they get a black inside there, they're going to try to string them up.
And not only that, you're justified in running because you know it's going to result in death, and if you run, you might have a chance.
Yeah.
This idea is crazy.
Yeah. So we all need to settle down on this, and I think the ultimate hypocrisy and insanity is when O'Malley is trying to say that all lives matter, as you have said on the show, on this very show, numerous times, and then he gets booed off the stage because all lives matter.
Wow. See, there you have it. I'm telling you right now, it's crazy. What we really need, though, is cops to set the standard by learning de-escalation training and by learning to be kind to people. And you know what? If the lady says, I'm not getting out of the car, say, ma'am, I understand you have your right to stay in the car if you like. Let's just move forward with the reason that I pulled you over. You know, he should have done that, and maybe he would have got greater cooperation. But when all of a sudden you escalate, people resist. People are cornered. And cops need to learn to de-escalate this stuff.
Yeah, and he should have gone right into, okay, can I see your license and registration? And if he had done that, then he might have had something. And if she couldn't produce that, then he kind of has the prerogative to take her in. Most people don't know this, but If you refuse to sign a ticket, then the officer says, okay, then I'll just take you in so you can post bail. Because you sign in lieu of posting bail. And so the sign is your promise to come in and take care of the ticket later. And so officers technically do not have to give you the prerogative or opportunity to sign a ticket. They can take you in if they so choose. But the whole idea is that doing that literally thousands of times a day because of all the tickets we write, there wouldn't be room in any...
Although you almost wonder if everybody ought to do that to protest the ticketing system, you know.
Well, I think everybody should take every ticket to court. Every traffic ticket should go to court, because if we did that, it would be produce such an overload on the system that they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, that revenue stream would dry up in about 2 seconds. See, the American people could solve things in a hurry if they really got together and tried. We're about out of time. Where are you going next, Sheriff?
Well, on the 14th, I'll be spending some time with David A. Clark, Jr., Sheriff Clark, in Milwaukee.
All right.
And Monday, I start my job as a teacher.
All right. Well, we're loving all that. Sheriff Richard Mack still heavily involved in the CSBOA. He's going to be doing more writing and more involvement in that regard. He'll be traveling still on the weekends, but he is teaching school in Arizona, a very well-known charter school. So that's good news. And Angela Merkel's in the news to round out the hour, Kurt.
Well, Angela Merkel, as some might not know, she's the chancellor there in Germany. And I guess in Germany, they've got some lesbian magazine ad that shows a lady that looks kind of like Angela Merkel as being, you know, somebody who, you know, receives a kiss from another woman. But Angela Merkel, you know, she basically says, for me, marriage is between a man and a woman.
What?
And, you know,
they better let her go.
Anyway, she, you know, basically said that, you know, hey, it's just the way it is, and you know, I mean, but these guys are trying to take her on, and they go after almost anybody that doesn't what.
So Angela Merkel stars in lesbian magazine ad, not
right. Good point.
That's the whole point. There you have it. Angela's doing better than we think. Thank the heavens. And Angela made a point that the mainstream press doesn't even want to cover, huh, Kurt?
That's exactly right.
She actually believes that marriage is defined as a man and a woman. What's going on? Good for her. How do we get more? How do we get somebody like that elected in America, Sheriff?
Man, no kidding. Yeah. Well, we could learn a lot.
Travel safe, my friend. We're flat out of time, but I'm telling you right now, the CSPOA, better organized than ever. Become a member of CSPOA.org today. Sign our resolution. Get involved and become a paying member. And we're going to do more to make the organization a members association group to hold their sheriffs accountable and to work with them and support them and become part of the sheriff's posse. So it's a wonderful opportunity for you, CSPOA.org. Get Sheriff Richard's Mack book, his latest one, Are You a David?, to learn how others are standing up so you know you're not alone. Would you please? CSPOA.org. That stands for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org. Sheriff, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, for Sam and Kurt, you want to turn your phone into a radio? 712-432-5339, live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. We can restore America. After all, this nation shall endure.